And the reading today, which is on what our sermon is based, is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 10, beginning to read at verse 1. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is a shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All whoever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Good morning. It's good to be with you. Thank you for the welcome I've received this morning. When you're a retired minister, you seem to be always on tour, filling in gaps here and there, and that's a great privilege to meet many worshipping congregations. And I began my ministry in a church dedicated to St. Andrew, some 300 miles from here, actually. So it's good to come back to a St. Andrew here. Shall we pray? Lord, open our hearts to your word, and your word to our hearts. What we know not, teach us. What we see not, show us. And what we are not, make us. For your love and your kingdom's sake. Amen. Have you occasionally found yourself being drawn into a conversation about your Christian faith, perhaps with an acquaintance or maybe with someone you've not met before? And when this happens, I find that people will, I don't know how you found it, but I find that people will talk at length, argue at length about the church or about believing in God or about religion in general. But if you say to them, what do you think about Jesus? It usually stops them in their tracks. What do you think about Jesus? That's what I have found in those sorts of conversations I've had recently. And people may say, oh yes, he was a great teacher. Well, yes, of course, but he was so much more than that, more than a great teacher. There have been many great teachers in history, but none are remembered in the way that Jesus is. What do you think about Jesus? It's the most important question of all, I believe. The Gospels tell us that people gathered from far and wide were drawn to Jesus and wondered who he was. St. John tells us that Jesus responded to their intense curiosity by speaking about himself in word pictures. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the true vine, and so on. And it's those illuminating word pictures that I believe we are thinking about here on Sunday mornings here at St. Andrew's. And today in chapter 10, we find these words of Jesus, I am the gate. Or more frequently in most translations, though it doesn't matter, I am the door. Now this word picture is not quite a straightforward standalone word picture, as we perhaps heard in the gospel reading just now, which David read to us. It's part of a complex piece of teaching about shepherds and sheep and finding pasture. It's the passage in which Jesus also tells us, I am the good shepherd. So, what does this picture signify for us? I am the gate. I am the door. In many houses in Palestine, as well as the living space for the family, there was a separate space for keeping the animals at night. Or more frequently, in country areas, what happened was that there was simply an open courtyard which served as a kind of fold for keeping the sheep, and perhaps the goats too, at night, safe from wandering and safe from harm. Perhaps just a yard surrounded by a rough wall. And there would have to be a door or a gate in the wall, locked or bolted at sunset. And the person in charge of the flock would serve as a doorkeeper or gatekeeper to let in any bona fide visitors, but those who had a dishonest purpose would have to climb in over the wall if they were to seek entry. And so we read in those first three verses of John 10, in truth, I tell you, in very truth, the man who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in some other way, is nothing but a thief or a robber. The man who enters by the door is the shepherd in charge of the sheep. The doorkeeper admits him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name. But there is another very likely scenario which Jesus would have known. It's indicated especially in verse 7 onwards, which I'll read to you in just a moment. It's a scenario much more familiar to Yorkshire folk. In the Dales, when you're out walking or sightseeing, you will perhaps have noticed small, stone-walled, roundish sheepfolds up in the hills, in the middle of nowhere, built partly to shelter animals in severe weather and partly to gather a flock together to check their well-being. And such simple structures apparently were common on the mountains and hillsides in the high places of Galilee, around the northern part of the Lake of Galilee, and further north still, as safe places to gather the flock at night, protecting the sheep from marauding animals particularly, as well as any other dangers. A little larger, perhaps, than the ones I'm picturing in the Dales. And the shepherd himself would lay across the opening to that fold. There would be no door or gate. He was the door or gate. Not the doorkeeper, but the door, the gate. And so we read in verse 7 onwards in the Gospels, Jesus spoke again, in truth, in very truth, I tell you, I am the gate of the sheepfold. The sheep paid no heed to any who came before me, for these were all thieves and robbers. I am the gate. Anyone who comes into the fold through me shall be safe. He shall go in and out and find pasture. Nothing, no one, could pass into that sheepfold without having to pass over the shepherd. And in larger sheepfolds, there might even be a small area of safe and nourishing pasture for the flock to feed on at night. Was this the picture that would have been in Jesus' mind when he told his hearers, I am the gate? A picture that could be real and familiar to them in the hills they came from. What is it, then, that this means for us today here? What do we learn from this graphic word picture? Three things, perhaps, I suggest. First, that through our trust in Jesus, we have nothing to be afraid of, nothing to fear. We have ultimate security. He is the gate. We are in his safe keeping. His care is absolute. Jesus says, "Those whom the Father has given me, no one can snatch them out of my hand." We are safe in his care. St. Paul wrote to the Romans, in summarizing all this, "Nothing in all creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Nothing can separate us. We can't be protected, of course, from everything that happens in life. Many things, difficult things, happen to us all. But we have ultimate security in Jesus. That's the first thing that this seems to say to me. And secondly, through Jesus as the gate, we can find ourselves in good, safe pasture. In other words, it is in and through Jesus that we are fed and nourished inwardly. "Anyone who comes into the field, into the fold through me, shall be safe," Jesus says. "He shall go in and out and find pasture." And when you come to think of it, that's exactly why the crowds came to seek out and listen to Jesus 2,000 years ago, because they were fed spiritually. Not just with loaves and fishes, they came to know God through Jesus in a real and living way. Do you remember Matthew tells us that people were saying, "He teaches us having authority and not as the scribes." Through Jesus, through our faith in Jesus, through learning to hear and listen to his voice and read his word, we are fed and we can grow and be nourished day by day. I hope you use the words of Scripture each day to nourish you in that sort of way, and let Jesus speak to you and strengthen you for whatever you're meeting in the day. But thirdly, I believe there is one other very significant overture to this word picture of Jesus as the gate and the door. And it's not said specifically. Do you remember in the book of Genesis, we can read the story of Jacob's ladder, familiar to quite a few of you, I hope. Jacob's dream of a ladder set up on earth, but reaching to heaven. And when he woke up, he said, "How awesome is this place?" And notice his words, "This is the gate of heaven. For all who put their faith and trust in Jesus, he is our gate, our way, into the very presence of God through his victory on the cross." Isn't that wonderful to think about that? He is our way into the very presence of God. He has broken down the barriers which could separate us from God. We don't need an extension ladder. We don't need to climb it. We don't need to find a gate. He is the gate. He told us so. The open door whereby God's saving grace comes to us and we come to him. Do you remember Jesus said to his disciples, "I am going to prepare a place for you"? And so in our prayers, almost always, we tend to say at the end that they are through Jesus Christ, our Lord, through him who is the gate, we bring our prayers and petitions and thanksgivings to God. In our modern common worship book in the Church of England, there's a lovely post-communion prayer which I want to use this morning. It may not be the one you usually use, but I want to use it especially because it has these words in it, this phrase about Jesus. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May God be with us as we learn to know Jesus better as the gate, and Lord, to know your presence more really day by day. Amen.